Yeah, you know, you watch Joe Biden in action and you just kind of go, we're really in a bad place here, to be honest with you. I mean, the competence level is, well, I'm not sure there is a competence level, to be fair, in much of what we do. We saw it with Vladimir Putin yesterday. You see it with supply chain. You see it with the border. You see it all over the place. Now, my next guest, Tommy Pigott, is the RNC Rapid Response Director, one of the people that entertains me greatly, by the way, on Twitter, joining me here. And Joe Biden lied about COVID-19 vaccine mandates. I want to play you this, and then we'll bring Tommy in for the conversation. Listen to this from Joe Biden.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Well, apparently he changed his mind, but the federal judges, they haven't. As they would say in sports, Joe Biden is 0 for the season on mandates right now in the federal courts. Tommy, welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me.
So another federal court and another loss for the Biden administration when it comes to mandates, but he said he would never do it, and yet, well, apparently he lied, Tommy. What do you say?
Well, he did lie, and it's just one of many lies when it comes to COVID-19 from Joe Biden. During the campaign, he promised repeatedly that he had some secret plan to shut down the virus. He didn't. He promised he would not enact a vaccine mandate. He did. He promised that we'd only have a mask mandate for 100 days and he would shut down the virus. We're over 320 days since he was inaugurated. So it's just one lie after another, after another, after another.
Now, wait a second. That's being awfully, you know, cynical. Maybe he does have a secret plan, Tommy. Maybe he's just keeping it secret a little longer. You see, maybe you're not being fair.
Well, if he really does, I hope for all of our sakes, he tells us all of it pretty soon. I mean, it's just, it really is astonishing when you think back to what he was saying during the campaign, too, when he, all he did during the campaign was lie about what President Trump was doing in terms of COVID. He said Trump wasn't using the Defense Production Act when he was. He called travel restrictions hysterical xenophobia, you know, thing after thing. And then he gets into office after saying, I'm going to shut down the virus. But guess what? Now we know that Biden was just using that for political purposes. He was trying to create a political wedge. President Trump's response was a great response. But now we have Biden, and we're seeing the fact that everything he was saying to the campaign just wasn't accurate. And it's just portrayed by the fact that he's failed to spectacularly to live up to his promises.
All right, let's talk about some serious ramifications from mandates that have rippled across this country. You have at least 18 firehouses for the New York Fire Department, FDNY. It is shut down. You have furloughed 9,000 city employees in New York City. But you have some major health systems like the Cleveland Clinic in Northern Ohio now saying, we're not going to mandate vaccines anymore. Why? Because they didn't have enough people left on staff. If the mandate was pushed through on January the 4th, small hospitals in America would go bankrupt one after another for the next year because they would either A, lose 70% of their funding that comes from Medicare and Medicaid, or B, they would lose half their staff because many of the rural hospitals in America have a vaccination rate on staff of less than 50%. It would be destructive to not only industry, but to healthcare in America, Tommy, if they persist in this, but they just don't seem to get it, do they?
I think that's an excellent point. I think the ultimate question here, and this goes back to what Biden was saying during a CNN town hall a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, where he was asked, do you want first responders to be forced off the job or fired if they don't comply with a vaccine mandate or if they're not vaccinated? And he said, yes. He said he wanted to force these first responders to be fired. And unfortunately, Democrats, cities, and jurisdictions took his lead, and now we're seeing exactly that. We're seeing nurses leave. We're seeing police being fired. We're seeing firefighters being fired. And I think it's having a very profound impact, like you mentioned, in rural areas where losing, in big cities, if you lose one officer, maybe it's not that big of a deal. But in a lot of communities around the country, that's a huge portion of your police force. And it's what happens when you have these top-down, big government Democrat mandates that are affecting small communities.
Yep.
And I think the ultimate question is, do people feel safer with less nurses? Do people feel safer with less firefighters? Do people feel safer?
Well,
with
no,
less
because
police?
And let's go back to the example that I gave here, Tommy Pigott here, RNC Rapid Response Director. If, for example, you have a small hospital serving a community of 10 or 15,000 people, these hospitals often serve an area that might be a few counties, so you might have a 100-bed hospital. If that hospital shuts down and you get in a car wreck, where do you go? What trauma center do you end up in? Because that hospital is closed. The next hospital might be 30 or 45 minutes away. That might be too late for you and your family. You might not make it that far because of the response that you needed to your traumatic injuries received in a car accident. That's just one easy example of what happens when you destroy healthcare in America for poor policies, right?
I think that's a great example. And that's a perfect example of the unintended but the known consequences of these vaccine mandates. And also goes to response times for things like fire and police. What happens in an emergency call when a police officer is short-staffed, so they respond after 11 minutes instead of after 5 minutes? I mean, those 6 minutes would be life or death in many situations. You have a firefighter who might be able to respond to a fire before it gets out of control if you call, but now is going to respond 10 minutes later and the fire is out of control. So having less first responders makes no one safer. So the fact that Biden is pushing this is beyond me in a lot of ways because it's not helping our communities. And we're seeing it in things like rising crime. So we know the impact. It's just they're doubling down on the same failed policies.
Well, and there's the problem. I'll stay with healthcare because it's such an easy example. And major hospital and healthcare systems around the country are now getting rid of the mandates. The big ones are saying, listen, this is not workable because we don't have enough people. But I'll stay with healthcare. If they destroy the rural hospitals in America, then they come riding in. Healthcare has been destroyed in America. It's the Republicans' fault. We're here to help as they ride in on their white steed to save the day. They create the problem. They emphasize and magnify the problem. And then they claim they're going to solve the problem. This is the old Democrat playbook. But in this case, they're playing with people's lives because people aren't getting treated for cancer. They're not getting treated for diabetes. They're not being treated for high blood pressure. They're not getting mammograms. They're not getting colonoscopies. This has long-term ramifications, not to mention the mental health issues across this country from adolescents through adults. And it just goes on and on and on.
I think that's exactly right. They're not really contending with, like I said, the known but unintended consequences of these vaccine mandates. We know the sort of thing is happening, but Biden and Democrats are pursuing it anyway. And the destruction of rural services are a major impact because of the outsized impact of losing 10, 15 people that are nurses, that are police officers, that are firefighters. And we're seeing it across the country. We're seeing it in states like Virginia where, we'll be in a Republican soon. But under Democrats, we saw police officers leaving the force in many small communities because the Democrat governor was pushing certain mandates. And so what we need to do is this is what we're doing at the RNC, is fighting back against these mandates and standing up for the rights of every American.
There you go. Tommy, greatly appreciate you being here. You have to stand up for the rights of every American and sometimes in spite of themselves. But we need to make sure that we get back to a constitutional republic and the people that are in charge, that would be, well, you and I, Tommy, get our say in what goes on. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. You can find him on Twitter, Tommy Pigott, Pigott. He is the RNC Rapid Response Director, and I do check him out on Twitter quite a fair amount. Now, coming up on the program, Adam Malone will be here. He is from PatriotFoods.com. He is the guy that put together this whole plan to make sure you could support American farmers and buy American products and not have supply chain issues for Christmas. He ought to be president. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, stevegruber.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council.